Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We bless you this morning. We give you glory because you are the King of glory. You are the one true and living Father who loves us. And we come this morning to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over us at all night last night. You are our shepherd. And, Father, I thank you for your rod and your staff is comforting us. You are leading us in a plain path. Oh, God, because our enemies, I thank you that our enemies will never overtake us. We are covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning that we are surrounded by, hallelujah, a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that loves us. You are the one that cares about us. You are the one who heals us of our soul's diseases. You are our Father, and you are Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, that banner over us, that healer that we need. You are the mighty I Am. You are the beginning and the end. You are, hallelujah, Alpha and Omega. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are faithful and loyal to us. This is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Oh, Father, we just lift your name on high. You said if you'll be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. So thank you, Lord, that we can lift you up today. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the lives of our families and children's families, oh, God. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. In the name of Jesus, let the gates of our lives and our cities be opened, oh, God, for the King of glory to come in, come in, come in. You reign, oh, Lord. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all, God. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Hallelujah. Lord, you prepared your throne in the heavens. Your kingdom rules over all. Lord, let men bless you, Lord, in all places, and your dominion. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, your kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Let men speak of your glory, of your kingdom, oh God, and talk of all your power. Let men know your acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance, oh God. Let the gospel, oh God, of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following, oh God. Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us. Oh God, let the righteousness, oh God, let righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives, in the lives of our children. Let the kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ in the name of Jesus. Let the saints possess the kingdom, oh God. Overthrow the wicked kingdoms, Father God. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom, oh God. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we seek first your kingdom, oh God, and your righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us and to our children. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are King and you are Lord. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. In Jesus' name, we are thankful that you, the Most High God, lead us. Hallelujah. You, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You are leading us by your spirit daily, Lord God. Help us to be even more sensitive to you. Oh God, I thank you for Bible Storyland. In the name of Jesus, growing by leaps and bounds. I thank you for every family represented on the line, those who will listen later. We cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. We are thankful that you, the Most High God, are with us in the name of Jesus. You are faithful and a loyal friend. Oh, Father God, you called us your friend, and we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. Hallelujah. What a great and mighty King you are. You are awesome in all your ways. You are, hallelujah, King. Be high and lifted up, our King. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, this morning we have Karen Itell on with us. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. She's going to play Father Abraham. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for each one of you. Oh, we are so blessed this morning that the Most High God knows our name, and he is King and Lord. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen, amen. We're ready for that song, Father Abraham.
Yes. All right, we'll do that one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We wait on you, Father. We wait on you, Lord Jesus. The future. We know they are. So we're letting them learn to lead the way. We're teaching the children by example. We're letting them lead the way. Hallelujah. As we follow the Lord, our children will also. So we're so grateful for the children. We have children on here this morning. We're grateful that the children are coming on. Hallelujah. Coming on Bible Storyland. Particularly on Children's Day. We're grateful for the children to come on every Saturday. But particularly on Children's Day. Beginning today, we declare our children are filled with the spirit of excellence.
Amen.
Our children are everything. Our children is everything to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our children are motivated and hardworking. Our children have a vision from heaven for their lives. Our children have confidence in God. Our children hunger and thirst for Jesus. Our children are wise and bring joy to the hearts of their parents. Our children turn away from foolishness, and they love to listen to correction and instruction. Our children have great favor. Our children walk in the spirit, and they do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Our children have a high calling of God upon their lives. They are leaders and examples to others. Everything they set their hands to do shall prosper. So I thank God for the children this morning. The children are a blessing in our lives, and I thank the Lord for them. Well, this morning we're looking for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Press 1, Pastor Donna. Oh, I think that's her right there. Let me see. Hold on. Right here, Pastor Donna, Lisa.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking for you. Hallelujah. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
how are you doing?
Doing great. Do you know 30 minutes ago it was snowing so hard we thought we were going to have to leave here. We were in Indianapolis. We thought we were going to have to leave and go home. It's 29
Woo.
Degrees here right now. It was 71 yesterday. The snow has stopped for a few minutes, but we're just praying that the Lord will let us do what we need to do while we're here and then take us home safely.
Amen. He will.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Minister G, I have one of my best friends with me today. Her name is Mary Bell Thompson, and she is a singer from Paducah. She's been singing all her life, singing in church since she was about 6 years old. She has a wonderful soprano voice, and I would like for her to sing this morning.
All right. Would you tell me her name again?
Yes, her name is Mary Bell Thompson. Thompson. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Mary Bell Thompson.
All right.
All right.
We are so grateful for you. Good morning, Pastor Mary, Minister Mary Bell Thompson. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm just blessed and glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad for you to be here. We're so grateful. Sorry about all that snow y'all had to encounter, but God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does. He takes care of all of us.
Yes. So what are you going to sing this morning?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Amen. I love it.
Yes, Jesus loves me. He loves me. Yes, Jesus, he loves me. For the Bible, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are so weak, but he is so strong. That's why I say yes. Jesus, he loves me. Yes, Jesus, he loves me. Yes, Jesus, he loves me. For my Bible, for my Bible, for my Bible, tells me so.
Amen. Yes, he does. He loves all of us. We're his children. And he said, let the children come to him. Yes, Jesus loves us, for the Bible tells us so. Thank you, Minister Mary Bell Thompson. We're so grateful you joined us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
God bless you.
Bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
Minister G.
Yes?
Sister Mary Bell and I sing in a group called the Golden Echoes. So one of these days, when we're all together in Paducah, we'll sing for you on Bible Story Land. We're going to be singing in the morning at 8 o'clock at Harrison Street Missionary Baptist Church. They have an 8 o'clock service, so the Golden Echoes will be singing there. Jackie's sister Sharona sings with us, too. There are eight of us. We have one member who's in the nursing home. The only surviving original member is in the nursing home, but we've been singing for about 46 years. So we've been singing together.
My God, you were singing when y'all were babies, huh?
I wasn't a member then. But the group has been together that long. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What are you going to sing, Pastor Hawkins?
I'll sing I Love You, Lord, Today.
Amen.
I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That was Sister Mary speaking with me.
Oh, that was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. We love
God
you, Minister. Thank you so much for allowing us to sing this morning.
Oh, thank you all for coming on to sing. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord for you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Praying for
you
all.
Please continue.
Yes,
that's
I will.
What I was going to ask for. Please pray for us and pray for the Thomas family today.
Okay, we're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your servants, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Donna Hawkins, Minister Mary Bell Thompson, and all those who are with them, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for shielding them, protecting them, guiding them. And Lord, you already knew about the weather before they were born. So, Father, I thank you that you are covering them under the shadow of your almighty wings. And I thank you that they are protected by you, oh God. They are led by your spirit, oh God. Oh, Father, as they prepare for the great home going, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you will be lifted up at that home going like never before. I thank you for salvation coming forth at that home going, oh God. Now, Father, I thank you for walking with them today, talking with them, being a lamp and a light to their pathway. Keep them healthy well. Keep them healthy. Keep them well. In the name of Jesus, you are the great physician. You are the great physician. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Clear up stomach aches and all kind of conditions in the body, oh God. We just praise you. We honor you. We come to love on you today, Lord God. We thankful, Lord God, that you, the Most High God, are taking care of them, even through the weather, even through the changes that they are observing, oh God. So we bless and honor you right now, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are the Lord who cares for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we have Jack Travis on with us this morning. She is the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
Children's Day is today.
All right. Amen. I got a child here with me, 102. I'm going to tell her she's been here. She has the flu, but she don't realize. She keeps saying, I don't have no flu. So if she don't have it, she don't feel like it, then she don't have it.
Amen.
Amen. So she just keeps falling. But anyway, we're trying to get you ready to sing?
What's her name?
We're going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Uh-huh.
We're going to sing Jesus Loves the Little Children.
All right. Uh-oh. They got knocked off. They'll be back on shortly. But in the meantime, we have some other. Uh-oh, there she is right there again. Hold on, Jackie. Hold on.
Okay.
She's ready. All right. She's ready.
Okay.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Ready, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Yeah, how we do it?
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious and inside. Jesus loves the little children of the world. I think that's all she can do. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She's 102, and she likes her way. So we
What's
her
name?
Have her way. Miss Liz.
Miss Liz.
Lord. Miss Lord.
Lord. Miss Lord.
Like Joy Lloyd.
Okay, okay. Well, we're grateful for her.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Sister G.
God bless you. It's Children's Day today, and we have the children. Oh, I thank God we have the Hymas children this morning. We have with us this morning Isaiah, Sarai, and Leah. They're going to be singing in just a minute. Let me see. Good morning, children. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning again. Oh, they've been up a while. They got on early this morning, and they so patiently waited till we got to them. So we bless you all for waiting. Are y'all going to pray and sing?
Yes, yeah.
All right, who's going to start first?
I want to pray first.
Okay, Isaiah, go ahead.
Lord God, I thank you for this day. Lord protect Donald Trump, Lord God, and his family, Lord God, and Lord protect the people, Lord God, as they go to as they travel, Lord God, and Lord protect pastors and prophets, Lord God, and Lord protect all the children, Lord God, and Lord protect all the adults, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Who's praying next? That was awesome, Isaiah.
Thank you.
I'm Soraya. I'm going to sing.
Oh, good. Good morning, Soraya. I miss you guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
So what are you going to sing, Soraya?
Our God is greater.
Go ahead, baby.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are bigger. Lord, you are stronger. Our God, you are me, Jesus.
That's it.
That's it.
Amen. Lord, ooh, that was beautiful. Our God is greater, and he is the greatest. He's the king. Oh, my God. Thank you. Anything else, you guys?
No. Be blessed.
All right. I thank God for you. Our Lord bless little Isaiah, his two sisters, Sarai and Leah. Oh, Lord, direct their path. Keep them healthy and well. Bless their parents in the name of Jesus. Do mighty things in their lives. Give them favor. Protect them, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you made them brilliant like Daniel and his friends. So thank you, Lord God, for blessing all the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're continuing along this morning. Thank you all for being on. Don't hang up. We're not finished yet. We have Yarticia on with us this morning. Good morning, Yarticia. How are you? Yarticia? Wait, hold on.
Hello.
Good morning, Yarticia. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What are you going to pray this morning?
Yes, sir.
All right. I've been missing you guys. How's your grandma?
She's good. She just got over the flu.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to pray for her to feel much better. All right. Go ahead, your teacher, Courtney. She's going to pray this morning.
She did?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for this day. I pray for all of the children in the world who are sick that they will be better. I pray for all the children who have no parents and who are living in foster homes because they can't find the right families. I pray that they have great parents who will love them and respect them for who they are. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. Short to the point. Hallelujah. Effectual, fervent prayer. Thank you, Yartesia. We love you. Father, I thank you for Yartesia. I thank you for what you're doing in Yartesia's life. I thank you for the love of her parents and grandparents who love Yartesia, Lord. I thank you for the brilliance you put on the inside of her. I thank you, Father God, for Yartesia continually following your plan for her life on a daily basis. I thank you that she hungers and thirsts for righteousness on a daily basis. I thank you that Yartesia is your obedient servant, oh God, willing to serve you all the days of her life. So bless her. Now, Lord, heal her grandmother who's been suffering with the flu. But I thank you, Father God, that it's over now. She's healed by the stripes of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And, Father, we cover all of ourselves and our immune systems with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we are healthy and well. We walk in divine health and healing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank God for you. I was looking for the Bailey boys this morning. Let's see. I don't see them on yet. But anyway, we'll continue on this morning. I thank God for those of you who come on and sang and prayed. Oh, my God, it was awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, this morning we have with us a young man who's going to be speaking in a little bit. But let's cover some other things before we get to our speaker this morning. Our young people are called to live for Jesus. Jesus said, allow, suffer little children, come to me and be a part of my kingdom. Do not stop them. Encourage them. Do not discourage them by living unholy, speaking unholy things to them, such as you are too young. You do not know what you're doing. You don't understand what you want. You don't understand what you're asking. You are not ready yet. Such talk is nonsense. They are part of our kingdom. Encourage them. God is calling our youth like never before. Do not allow the devil to pull them on his path. They must be trained on the holy path. So I thank the Lord this morning that our children are being trained on the holy path of God. How shall the young secure their hearts? How shall the young person live their lives? By carefully reading the map of the word, by being single-minded in pursuit of God. Don't let them miss the road signs that you posted, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that our children have banked on your promises in the vault of their heart so that they will not send themselves into bankruptcy. Oh, be blessed, God. Train our children in your ways, the ways of wise living. I thank you, Lord God, that our children will transfer, oh God, their lips to all the counsel that comes from your mouth, oh God. I thank you that our children delight from more of what you tell them about you. Oh God, I thank you that our children are powerful and mighty and strong and courageous. I thank you that our children ponder every morsel of wisdom from you, oh God. I thank you that our children attentively watch how you've done it, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that our children relish everything that you've told them about life, and they will not forget your word in the name of Jesus. So let's see if we have the Bailey boys on yet. I'm still looking for them here. Don't see them yet. All righty. Well, this is the day the Lord has made, and we are continually praising and honoring him. We have a young man on with us this morning. His name is Minister Urias. He'll tell us his last name. He was born in Monrovia, Liberia. He's married to Sanique, I think that's her name, but he'll tell us. And they are expecting their first child. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing in Minister Urias' life. So, good morning, Minister Urias. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mother G. How you doing?
All right. Can you speak up just a little bit louder?
Good morning, Mother G. How you doing?
Doing great, and you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Just thankful. Another great morning.
Amen. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your wife's name, and your last name, and all of those, you know, things that you want us to know about yourself.
That sounds good. Like I said, my name is Urias Cohen, and I was born in Liberia, Monrovia, in the year of 89. You know, I came to the States in Houston, Texas, when I was 12 years old. I stayed in three different countries in Africa, you know, Sierra Leone, Ghana, and Liberia. And I've been in the U.S. for 15 years now. I just got out of the military, the U.S. Navy. And I'm married to my beautiful wife, you know, Sinead Coney. And we're expecting our first child, hopefully by the grace of God, in September or October. And just here to encourage the kids, you know, and thank you for the opportunity, Ms. Mother G.
Thank you for being on with us. Let God have his way.
Amen. So I can go?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, good morning, everyone on the line. Good morning to the little, to the beautiful children on the line and to the parents as well. So today, as we can see, the theme of this, you know, of today is, you know, Children's Day. So we're going to read a few scriptures, you know, to have a foundation, and we're just going to let God speak in simplicity, in love, and in power. So it says here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6, where it says, and I'll read from a different version, you know, for the simplicity, says, if a child is trained up in the right way, even when he is old, he will not be turned away from it. So as we can see here in the scripture, it's saying that if a child is trained up in the right way, not just any way, and we all know that the right way is the way of God. And so God is telling us here, that if we can train up a child in the right way, when they get old, no matter what happens, they will not be able to depart away from it. Why? Because their right way is the way of foundation, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, and the child, you know, will not share with them. Okay, so
Hold on one second. We have some noise in the background. If you could please put your phone on mute, we appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, in other words, we should lead by example, as parents. You know, one of the greatest examples our kids can have is our example. And if we lead by example, you know, we can direct our kids in the way they should go. You know, and also about, I really simply just want to talk and give an example about a king named Josiah. You know, Josiah was a king, you know, that was ordained by God at the age of 8 years old. You know, and after him, there were all the great kings, which were also young kings, but they did not do the things that Josiah did. Josiah, as the Bible said, you know, was the greatest king. Josiah was the greatest king, you know, of all of, in Judah, you know, especially at a young age. So what am I saying? I'm basically, the Spirit of God is basically telling every child on this line that you're never too young to put yourself in a position so God can use you. You know, and we're going to read certain couple scriptures and see what, you know, the great things that God did through Josiah to restore Judah back unto him. And that is the same mandate, that is the same calling, and the same purpose that God has for each and every child on this line. You know, is God wants to use you to bring restoration back, you know, unto him, to bring his people back unto him. You, even as Jesus has done and the work of Jesus is finished, you know, Jesus still want to work through you as a little child. As Mother G was saying earlier in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 14, when the disciples wanted to stop the children, and Jesus said, suffer not for the children to come unto me, you know, for great is the kingdom in heaven. You know, so, you know, Jesus definitely has a special place in his heart for little children. The Bible also says that, you know, in order for you to be great in the kingdom of heaven, your faith needs to become like a little child. So there's something special about little children that God has placed in them, that even as they're young, you know, God can mold them and, you know, and make them who he wants them to be. And that is what Josiah was, you know, in the Bible. He was young. He had a great-grandfather in the name of Hezekiah, you know, who also did the same thing that he did. And so I'm here to really encourage, you know, and just challenge every young children on here and those who are going to be listening in the future, you know, that you have a purpose. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says that, you know, for we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, you know. And why did God say we are all that? He says that because, you know, he has a purpose for us. You know, he has a purpose for us. And what is their purpose? The purpose is to go forth and show the excellency of God and show the greatness of God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, which is in Christ Jesus. Okay? So who is Josiah? Josiah, what we say, was 8 years old. He was the son of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a reformer. Who's a reformer? A reformer is somebody who will be considered like a Barack Obama, like a Donald Trump, you know, like a president, you know, someone of high authority in government. You know, so God is not just trying to raise you up in the church, but he's also trying to raise you up so that you can bring the world back unto him. You know, God wants to raise up children in this generation that's going to bring, you know, reform, that's going to bring a change into the system. You know, and that's why God wants to start with you while you're young. He wants to build a strong foundation. So as you get older, it goes back to the scripture, as, you know, train up a child in the way he should go. And when they get old, they will never depart away from it. You know, somebody told me something when I was in the Navy. It was very simple. He said, you know, pay rent. You know, so as parent, you know, it's two words, P-A and R-E-N-T. So as parent, our responsibility is God has given, you know, the children to us, of course, to train them. But it comes a time whereby we have to, you know, we have to give them up to God. So God is allowing us to rent his children for a little bit. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, also, you know, some key points that Josiah did was he recognized and understood spiritual idolatry. He understood what was going on, you know, in his world. You know, and I believe there are some children on this line who knows the things that are going on in the world, the killing, the murder, you know, and all these bad things that, you know, to see. And I believe God has given you, the children, the wisdom, you know, to sense the bad things that are going on in this world. And so, you know, even as God has given you the wisdom to sense the bad things that are going on in this world, he's also giving you the compassion to care about it. Because Josiah, you know, when he read the scripture and he saw the things that were going on in Judah, he started crying and he started repenting unto God. And that's when God started giving him the authority to bring back Judah unto him, you know, like, you know, destroying idolatry and all these bad things that you see is going on in this world. You know, King Josiah was also a king of obedience, you know, and I think Mother G was talking about a girl on here, I can't remember her name, Lakita, and she prayed earlier. She said she's an obedient child, and I believe every child on here is obedient, and obedience is the key that's going to push you into what God wants you to do, okay? He was also a king of holiness. He loved God so much that he wanted to do what is right in the presence of God. Not just in the presence of God, but all the places that he went to, he was a light. You know, his lifestyle showed, you know, that God was with him. You know, he was also a man of the word. You know, as children of God, we have to read the word. You know, we have to understand the word and just ask God for understanding and simplicity, and he will give it to you. You know, he's such a loving God. You know, King Josiah reigned for 18 years. So what does it tell you? The Bible says you're a king. So, you know, God can use you at this age and you can reign for a long time. And as you reign in this earth, and, you know, we will end up reigning with Jesus Christ when it's time, you know. So in conclusion, I just want to encourage each and every child on here, you know, that is coming forth, that is listening, and also those who are going to be listening later, that even as God used Josiah to bring Judah back unto him, God can also use you in a mighty and powerful way, you know, to bring your family back unto him, to bring your friends back to him, you know, to bring the world back to him. You know, God can use you to be one of the greatest doctors, one of the greatest nurses, one of the greatest sports athletic, the basketball player. You know, we've seen some basketball players that God has used, like Tim Tebow. You know, so in every area of your life, no matter what you want to do, just know that as you put God first, God is going to use what you have to bring glory to his name. So I want to end here and just say and just finish with this scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, where the Apostle Paul was, you know, telling Timothy a simple scripture. He said, "Let no one make little of you because you are young, but be an example to the church in word, in behavior, in love, in faith, and in holy living." And he said, "Till I come, give attention to the reading of the scriptures, to comfort all the saints and to teach them." So here Paul is telling Timothy, which was a young man, that, you know, don't let no one despise you because of your age. But how can they not despise you? The only way they cannot despise you is if you're an example in the way you live, in the way you talk, and in your behavior, in your love, and also in your faith in Christ Jesus. So as long as you do those things, children on this line, you know, no matter what men say, they cannot despise that God is with you. And you will be a change in this world. So thank you so much. And Mother G, can I pray with the kids?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every little child on this phone, on this blog. I thank you, Father, for their heart. I thank you, Father, for their compassion that you have given them. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in their life. Thank you, Father, for their obedience towards you, for the other kids that are out there sleeping, doing other things. But those that are on this line found it faithful to come on here, Father, and listen to your word. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would touch them, that even from today that you would give them a fresh fire and a fresh desire and a fresh hunger after you, oh God, to go after you, Father, with such a passion and such a desire, that even as they go forth, Father, there will be a light unto this generation, that they will not hide their light under a bushel, but it shall be a light that is set on the hilltop that cannot be hidden. So, Father, I thank you that even as you use King Josiah, Father, in the Old Testament, you're going to use him now in this coming generation. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing, because you're the God that's always doing new things. You're the God of signs and wonders, and there is nothing too hard for you. So, Father, we honor you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God, that was an awesome word. In Proverbs 22, he used several scriptures about training up children. And Second Peter talks about a chosen generation, peculiar people. I just thank the Lord, you know, because Urias is very young. I believe, are you 27?
You got it. I'm 27.
All right. He's 27 years young. Soon, he's a husband and soon to be a father. He's very mature in the Lord. And, you know, he talked about Josiah, who was a king. He was ordained when he was 8 years old. So I thank God that Urias is full of the word. And even as he and his wife pray for the unborn baby, that baby's going to be an awesome baby. Hallelujah. Hey. He can't help but be brought up with parents that are spiritually feeding the baby, training the baby in the way it should go. And, you know, that word, 1 Timothy 4:12, it talks to me, it speaks to Urias about Let no man despise your youth. Be thou an example.
Yes, sir.
And he is an example to the believers. In his word,
amen,
in his conversation, in his spirit, in his giving, in his faith, and in his purity. He's a mighty man,
amen,
of God. So I thank God for you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Urias and his precious wife and the unborn baby. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I thank you for the greatness on the inside of them, that they are destined for greatness, and they show your greatness,
amen,
on the inside of them every day, Lord God. They're your obedient service. Now, Lord, I cover him with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy, because he brought forth,
yes,
a mighty, powerful word. I thank you that,
amen,
that word shall go forth like a seed planted in all of us, and it will sprout and touch the lives of people all over the world, even in Monrovia,
amen,
Liberia. And so, Father, we thank,
yes,
you, God, in the name of Jesus, for the great word that he brought forth about for the young people. I thank you for the prayer that he prayed for the young people. So, Father, we just bless and honor you, and we thank you for this couple, Urias and his precious wife. We give you glory, praise, and honor, and thanksgiving. Well, as we continue on Bible Storyland, it's salvation time. You know, salvation,
amen,
is God's mercy towards us to save us from a life without him. A life without God leads to destruction. A life with God is full of favor, mercy, grace, goodness, and great love. God is awesome. Now, he has a plan for all of our lives. He didn't just put us down here to work and eat and sleep. He has a great purpose, just like Uriah said. He has a purpose for us. And part of that purpose, we are destined for greatness. So we have to consult the Most High God and say, Lord, what is the purpose you put us here for? What do you want us to do? So I'm not sure. I'm going to check and see if this is the Bailey Boys. Good morning. Bailey Boys, is this you on the line with us this morning? Good morning. All right. That must not be the Bailey Boys on yet. We have a 904-271 on with us this morning. I thought maybe it might have been the Bailey Boys. All right. As we continue on this morning, we thank God for each of you all being on Bible Storyland. This is Children's Day. And you know what? God gives us salvation, and we have to stay,
amen,
saved. We can't slip off the path. You know,
amen,
salvation is a gift, and we need to receive the gift and stay saved. Backsliding is living in darkness, which is a life of sin. And we don't want that. We don't want a life of sin. Prodigal sons and daughters must return back to God now. They must begin to thirst and hunger for righteousness that God gives. And they must live right and stay holy. So this morning, it is prayer time. Well, we have time for a testimony, a couple of testimonies before prayer time. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Any testimonies? You want to give a testimony?
I will, Sister G.
Okay, this is Sister Pat.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Bible Story Land.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My testimony is to the healing power of God. I was very sick last week this time, but I thank God for the 39 stripes of healing that he bore for all of us, and I'm a witness that God is a healer, and I also thank the Lord for blessing me to be one more year old. So last week was my birthday. I was sick, but God, he healed and delivered me, and I thank him.
Amen.
Amen. Well, happy birthday to you this morning. We appreciate
you.
And we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Aretha?
Yes?
Yes, my testimony is one of my classmates in the Thursday morning Bible study was able to be a witness to a lady that came to the sanctuary. She felt that the lady needed a hug, and the hug led to the lady being able to talk to her for a little bit and, you know, just have somebody talk to. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the testimonies this morning. I just thank God for each one of you. I thank God for you all being on with us this morning. So I'm truly grateful to God for you. I thank God for the healing power. I thank God, like Karen was saying about the older lady. So, it's pure religion. It's undefiled before God is to visit the fatherless, the widows, in their affliction, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. So we've got to keep on the battlefield by, like Uriah said, by studying the Word. We got to stay in the Word. In the Word, there's healing. There's everything that we need in the Word of God. So I thank God for you all this morning. We're going to continue on. It is prayer time this morning. So anybody who would like prayer, you can press 1, and we will be glad to pray for you this morning. We have Minister Vivian on with us this morning. Let me see where she is. No, she's not. Minister Vivian, let me see. I saw her number here a few minutes ago. Just hold on, please. Karen, hold on, please. Hold on. All right. Okay. Just a second, please. Okay. All right. Okay, I believe the Bailey boys are on with us now. Are you all on, Bailey boys?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. Okay. So, who's you all singing or praying this morning?
Praying.
Okay, we got Samuel, Ardell, Zachariah, and Caleb. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, who's going to pray first?
I'll pray.
Ardell?
Okay, go ahead, Ardell. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the 11-year-olds, the ones who they need. That I thank you for your precious blood, and please pray over them, and please cover them in your mighty name. In Jesus, I thank you. We thank you for today. If it wasn't for you, we will be dead, like dead bones. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Ardell. That was beautiful. How old are you now, Ardell?
11.
11. Oh, my God. You mean Samuel is 12? Amen. That was a beautiful prayer. Who's praying next?
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. How are you?
Good.
How old are you now, Caleb?
8.
8 years young, okay. You're just like Josiah, King Josiah. All right, go ahead, Caleb.
Father God, thank you for this day and thank you for this week, and that we'll have good days, get past the FSA and get good grades. And Father, thank you for this time, and that you will be on us and in us every day. And Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross and forgive our sins, and that you have, and that the devil won't get us no more, and that we will pass our grades that we are in right now, and we'll get our good education. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Pastor Caleb, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, who's next?
Zachariah.
All right, hey, Zach, how are you?
Good.
How old are you, Zach?
9.
9, all right.
What are you laughing for?
Okay. Go ahead, pray,
Father
Zach.
God. Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for, I thank you that we will have a good time. And God, I thank you that we will, and God, I thank you that we will have a good time with you. And God, I thank you that we will be, that we will have good grades. And God, I thank you that we will, that we will be, that we
will. Amen. Thank you, Zach. Beautiful prayer. All right, who's next? Samuel?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sam, are you 12 or 13?
I'm 12. I just turned 12 on January
13th. Well, happy belated birthday. My goodness, you guys are growing up. I'm so proud of you all.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
All right. Father God, and in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day, Father God. And Father God, I thank you for the day that you have created, and God, that we will, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, please help us, and the kids who is taking the FSA on Tuesday or the next day. Father God, please help us with, and Father God, please help us with our attitude towards our parents, and God, prompt and help us with our, and help us with our grade towards this quarter, the next quarter. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. My God, you barely bought Samuel. Your voice is changing, man. Pretty soon, I won't know your voice. You almost sounded like a man, Samuel. Thank
yes,
God
ma'am.
For you all. I tell you what, I thank,
thank
God
you.
For the Bailey boys. Their mother is such a great woman of God. She's training them up in the way they should go. And
amen.
I thank the Lord for her. They lost their dad a few years ago, but they are strong warriors in the Lord. The Lord has been keeping them in his mighty care. So I thank God for their mother and for how she's raising the boys up. But she's not alone because God is truly with her. So we bless
Amen.
The Lord family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Samuel, Ardell, Caleb, Zechariah, and Samuel. Lord, as they pray before you, Lord God, I ask you for a special blessing for them every day, Lord God.
Yeah.
I thank you that you are loading them up with benefits. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on the inside of them. Lord, they are growing not only physically by leaps and bounds, but they are growing spiritually by leaps and bounds. I thank you, Lord God, for their obedience to their mom and their teachers at school. And, Lord, I thank you, Father God, we're casting their care upon you concerning the test that they have to take, the state test that they have to take coming up, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they will pass the test with no problems. They will move on each year to the next grade every year. Oh, God, that they will study hard. Not only will they study academics, but they will study your word. I thank you that your word will be written on the tables of their hearts, that they would not sin against you, oh, God. I thank you, Lord God, for their loyalty and their obedience to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they are faithful to you. In the name of Jesus and Father, I thank you for the greatness on the inside of the Bailey boys and all the children who've been on today, Yarticia, as well as Isaiah, Sarai, and Leah, Lord God. I thank you for the children, Lord. Bless the children in a special way. And, Lord, because they took time out today to worship, honor, and bless you, Lord God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. Encourage the children today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them from the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the children will live and not die, and declare your word, O God, that they will do great and mighty exploits in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. It is prayer time. I see some people on here this morning Good morning. How are you this morning? Is that Susan? Hello, someone press 1. May I have your name?
Dr. Melba Wright.
Hey, Dr. Melba, how are you?
I'm not well. My children were sick, and they gave it to me. They gave it to me. They gave me their illness. My children were sick, and they gave it to me.
I hear you. Looked like it may be going around. Sister Pat was just talking about that a little bit ago. But we thank God you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're grateful that you're on. How's your husband as well as the children?
They're better. The children are better. Thank you.
Amen.
Children are better.
All right, we're going to pray.
And my husband,
say that again.
He usually is a rock when we're all sick.
Oh, I got it. Well, we're going to pray for you all in just a few minutes. Now, someone else was calling my name. Yes?
Yes, Sister G, this being Denise.
Oh, hey, Denise, how are you?
How you doing? I don't know if the boys mentioned or not, but come the 28th Tuesday, they take a test, the FSA test. All of them, including Samuel, even though he doesn't go to the county, Duval County, he goes to KIPP, but they still on the same, pretty much the curriculum like Duval County. And I don't know if they mentioned it to Zachariah. Remember, everything I went through with Zachariah pertaining to with the stress, not doing what he's supposed to be doing and stuff like that. I got a retention letter from the principal Tuesday, and he came home with it yesterday that he's in quote-unquote jeopardy. So he has to do what he needs to do to pass in order to go to the fifth grade. Everything I went through last year when I was pregnant with my daughter with Zachariah, I'm going through it again with him again this year. And it's not like he don't know how to do the work. I have seen the stuff where he done got 100%, 80s, 70s, it's just that he choose not to do it. And that's the main thing right now that I'm just like, it's like a repeated cycle like it was last year around this time, again this year. But I would like for all of them to get prayer because all of them start taking their tests starting on the 28th, next Tuesday.
All right. Well, you know we have Gantling Family Daycare Home. We tutor in the afternoon when they get out of school, so you're welcome to bring them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more later, but they did mention the test to me, and I did pray for them, but I will pray for them again in just a few minutes, so just hang on. We're going to be praying. We have some people on here with us. We're going to be praying. I think Minister Lawson is on with us also, so we're going to be praying
okay,
in a moment.
You.
We're going to pray for you as well. We know it's difficult, you know, being a single mom and raising boys in this day and time, so we got Minister Urias also. He's going to be helping us pray. Minister Urias is 27 years young, so I thank God he understands what it takes to be a young man in this day and time. So we will pray.
Yes,
but you're a great mom, honey. You're a great mom, Denise. I really admire you. You've been through much, but I thank God he's raising you up out of all of those things. This is your year. Hallelujah. This is your year to have breakthroughs, breakthroughs. All right, hang on tonight. Is there any more prayer requests? That's one. Press one. Any more prayer requests? Okay. I did see Minister Lawson on with us, but I don't see her right now. All righty. Okay. Any more prayer requests? We're getting ready to go to the throne. Okay. Well, we're going to be praying before the Father, and I thank God he's already answered before we get ready to pray. He knows what he's doing now. We serve the Lord God all. Yes?
My prayer request is we have a friend that's in the hospital.
Okay, pray for your friend that's in the hospital, okay. All righty, thank you, Karen. Anybody else? Press 1, prayer request. We have Minister, tried to put her on just now, but she got knocked out. Oh, here she is. Minister Vivian on with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Vivian.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you. I've just been enjoying the program.
Amen. Can you pray with us this morning?
Yes, I can. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. We're going to be praying in a minute. I'm still taking prayer requests. Anybody else have a prayer request? Press 1. I want to know you need a prayer. Unless you press 1. Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to start. I'm going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and the bereaved families that they are, you know, there with. And Minister Vivian, if you could pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her daughters, and her ministry with the senior citizens. And we'll go from there. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning. We bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We thank you that you are the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in. Father, there's nothing we can do in and apart from you. We've tried, Father, Lord God. It's a battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that the battle is not ours, but yours, oh God. You are the great and mighty battler. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We're calling on your name like never before this morning. We lift up Pastor Hawkins, the Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church where in Paducah, Kentucky, where she is the pastor, Lord. And even as she's out of town, Lord God, we just lift her up this morning. We cover her and those that are bereaving with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, you said to comfort those who mourn. You have a great comforter, Lord God. And so, Father, as they are mourning the love of a lost one this morning, we just ask you, Lord, to comfort, strengthen them, and be with them, encourage them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, give them those that traveled far and near safety, excuse me, through the weather, through the snow, the inclement weather, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for keeping them warm, safe. We bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. We thank you, Lord God, that they are safe under the shadow of your almighty wings. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Vivian, it's on you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing this loving and kind family before you because, God, we know that you love them, God. You have loved them, Father God, with an everlasting love, God. And, Lord, you know what, God, that they would be going through at this time, God. But, God, we know that your angel's wings can, oh, God, brush over them, oh, God. And, oh, God, keep them, oh, God, and comfort them and give them peace when there seem to be no peace, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Donna. We thank you, Lord God, for the family. God, we thank you for organizing the family. You are just an awesome God. We acknowledge you, God, for what you have done. Because, God, when you do things, you do it all well, God. So, Lord, as we, oh, God, lift up this family that you have created. You looked on them and saw it was good, God. Yes, you did. You knew them, oh, God, and what they would be doing right at this present time, God. Lord, God, we just thank you, Lord, God. Let the, oh, God, Spirit of the Lord just continue to reign in their hearts. Whatever they're going, whatever they're doing, whatever they have to go through, just let the word, God, penetrate them. Oh, God, penetrate their hearts, their mind. Every time the devil try to bring something to their mind to try to discourage them in this battle, God, God, you got it, God. Oh, God, thank you. And, oh, God, give them a mind of Christ, oh, God. Let them think upon those things which are good, which are pure, oh, God, those things that you would want them to think up on, God, to keep them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, what did the devil try to put something in their mind and say they can't? God, you say they can. Our glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to cause them to press on, to press through every trial, every tribulation, everything, oh, God, that tries to easily beset them, God. You cause them to rise high above in the name of Jesus. Every time they get a setback, there's a power. There's a way to press on, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, for the pressing, God, because we know that it's in them, God. You placed it in them, God. And, God, yes, since you done placed it in them, God, yes, God, there is power. There is power. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you thanks for it, God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to pray for President Donald Trump and his cabinet, and then Minister Urias. After I pray, could you pray for the national and state exams that the children, they will be taking the, you know, the Florida State exam and other exams throughout the country? So if you could pray for that. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant, President Donald Trump. You said that we are to pray for our leaders, Lord God, and those who are in authority. And, Lord, he's in authority over the United States of America. He has a tremendous responsibility. And you said, to whom much is given, much is required. And so, Father God, much has been given to him. Much is required of him. We cover him with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are thanking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for comfort and strength. Put godly men and women around him for counsel. Give him wisdom, oh God, how to move, how to rule, how to reign concerning the country, Lord God. Let him bend the knee as soon as he get up every morning, oh God. Remove a weariness from him. Remove a worryness from him, Lord God. Let him put his trust and faith in you like never before. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against President Donald Trump will prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you allowed him to be in office. Allow him to do the will, your perfect will, oh God, be done in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thanking you right now for everything you're doing for President Donald Trump, for his whole family. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping them under the shed of your almighty wings. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other side, but no harm will come nigh their dwelling. So, Father God, we thank you for putting, oh, God, trustworthy people of integrity around him in his cabinet. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the security that's around him. Oh, God, I thank you for removing any betrayal spirits in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as they meet with the UN, oh, God, the United Kingdom, I thank you for peace ruling and reigning in every nation, oh, God. I cancel every war assignment in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing through President Donald Trump, his cabinet, Lord God, and those who are associated with him, oh, God. Let the peace of God rule, reign, and abide in him, oh, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this leader and in the leaders throughout the world, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Uriah, it's on you. Can you pray for the national exams for the children?
Okay. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that you have given us the spirit of excellence, Father. We thank you, God, even as you gave Daniel the spirit of excellence, Father, in his time. Father, we pray for the children all over the Florida, Father, that even as you're taking this exam, Father, we thank you that the spirit of wisdom and understanding is resting upon them, that even as they go forth, Father, they're going to excel. They're going to excel with ace, Father, that everything that they have studied for, Father, you're going to bring back their remembrance, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break forth, Father, every spirit of the every spirit that's going to allow them not to remember. We break those powers now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we prophesy in the name of Jesus that even they're going to come out excelling on God in the name of Jesus. They're going to make their parents proud, Father, because you have called our children for such a
for such a time as this, Father, not just only in church, but Father, to be an influence in government, to be an influence to this world, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're raising up doctors. We thank you, Father, that you're raising up nurses. You're raising up lawyers, Father, on this phone line. In the name of Jesus, raise up our children, oh God, Father, like never before, God. Let them be a light to this generation. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you that you are going in, God. We thank you even as it goes to sleep, God. The spirit of peace is resting upon them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that they're going to be ones, that all the children are going to look up to. What must I do to be saved, oh God? Even as you raise up Jesus at 12 years old, God, I thank you to receive that today, oh God, that you're changing your life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yet transforming them, oh God, to have the spirit of excellence, oh God. We thank you that you have a 4.0 GPA. Even as you did it to me, Father, I know you can do it for this children upon this prayer line and upon this children in the whole of Florida. Those that are struggling, those that have disability, we break every form of learning disability in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you, Father, because you're the God that loveth thee. You're Elohim Adonai Yahweh, your precious Lamb. So, Father, we thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. And we thank you for answering it, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for those prayers this morning. We're not finished yet. We thank God for Minister Zadie being on from Louisiana. Thank God for her this morning. Well, Minister Vivian, could you pray for tonight on the 28th? Her children will be taking that test. Pray for the obedience of her children, especially Zechariah.
Gracious Father, we are lifting up these children, oh God. You know each one of them by name, Zechariah, Benjamin, God, all those that prayed tonight, oh, this morning, oh God. Father God, you, oh God, knew these children would be praying this day, and you knew, you know, oh God, the exams that they have to take, God. We're asking for your help. God, you told us to ask for help, and our help comes from you, Lord God. So, Lord, let these children know, God, that their help comes from you. All of their help, and they look to you, God. I pray, God, in their little minds, if they don't say anything, God, their mind, oh, God, will rest up into you, oh, God, and you will come down into them, God, and you will help them, oh, God, to fulfill every task, oh, God, that they have to face, oh, God, everything in school until they get out, God. God, you are there to help them, to take them along, God, to guide them, God, to lead them, God. Oh, God, transform them, oh, God, from, oh, God, just the flesh into the spirit realm, oh, God. Lord, God, that the spirit will, oh, God, move in them mightily. Let the spirit move in them mightily, oh, God, especially the one that's having a problem, oh, God. He don't have a problem. He don't have a problem, God, because you are there. You are there, God, to help him all the way, God. Oh, God, to furnish, oh, God, everything that he need, oh, God. Oh, God, to prepare his mind for the task, oh, God. Holy Spirit, we rely upon you. And let him rely upon the Holy Spirit. As his mother teaches him, oh, God. Let him know, oh, God, it ain't all about him, but it's about you. And that you will help him, oh God, to pass this exam. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for what you're doing in Karen's friend in the hospital. You are the great physician. The doctors don't know very much about the human body. You created the body. So, Father, go in and do a mighty work in her friend. And if her friend's not saved, save her friend, Lord God. I thank you for your healing virtue in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you that no weapon that is formed against a friend shall prosper. In Jesus' name, send the word and heal them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All righty. Let's see. Uriah, could you pray for Dr. Melba? She's not feeling well, and her family's got some sort of a bug. If you could pray for them.
Okay. They have a bug?
Yeah, when I say a bug, I mean it's a virus or like the flu or something like that.
Okay, all right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, Melbourne, into your hands, Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, even as the centurion said, Father, for you are not worthy to come to my house, just send the word. So, Father, now, as saints, Father, we command the word of healing to his son of Melbourne. Father, we command that virus to be banished and dismantled in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, even as the word of God of healing is going forth, we thank you that it is piercing every root cause that is causing this virus, Father. It is breaking it down in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Can you pray for your cousin Zadie? Minister Vivian, she's on. She probably got the children, so she didn't press one.
Minister Zadie, okay. Lord God, this baby, God, this baby has endured many hardships, oh God, and Lord, we don't understand and we don't know why, God, why it happened, God. And God, we don't even have to ask why. We can just, oh God, call up on you, Jesus. Jesus, why should we call up on you? Because you're the healer. And God, you done healed this child. Many times, oh God, many times have you reached down and picked this child up and brought it back, but it's for a purpose and a reason, God. So now, God, oh God, we know that the Holy Spirit right now is just hovering over it. Heal this baby, God, once more and again, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, God, oh, Father God, that which the devil has meant for bad, to take out this boy child, the devil is a liar. Because he has tried to take out this boy child many times, but he was not able to succeed. God, you succeeded over all. You are superior over all. God, we give you your rightful place. Oh, Father God, now take this child, God, and heal this little child. Every part that was burned on him, God. God, make it normal, God. Yes, God, you can do anything but fail. You can make this little child, cause this little child to be one, have the testimony, and preach the gospel like our brother that's on here now, God. Oh, Father, but this child does have a testimony of all that he has gone through. And, Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will put the word in this child's mouth and he will preach with fervor, with power, and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. Has anybody else had anything they wanted to add this morning? All right, well, let's close in time on Bible Storyland. Father God, we seal every prayer with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each one that came on the line this morning. Those who will listen later, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome King, a mighty God. No God can compare to how great you are. You are mighty, you are holy, you are the King of kings, you are the Lord of lords. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for staying the hand of the enemy. You said if we cry unto you, even our enemies will turn back. So turn back all of our enemies, Lord God. And I thank you for us moving forward in you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for your loyalty, your faithfulness to us, your children, O God. So walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name. Well, next Saturday on Bible Storyland, it will be Senior Citizens Day. It will be the first Saturday in March. And we are thanking the Most High God for what he's doing in the seniors because he have a great plan for their lives. He has a purpose on the inside of them as well as the young people. We thank God for each one of you this morning. I love you, and you already know God loves you so much. He died. He sent Jesus to die for you and for me. So don't forget to bless the Lord at all times. Let his praises continually be in your mouth. Don't let your sister, your brother, your friend outpraise you. No, we're going to outpraise, praise each other. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. So I love you. God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And bless the Lord at all times. Love y'all.
Love you.